Zog the Gemara daf kufnum gimel omet aleph, two lines from the bottom. Ibayelhu, chirish v'kotin mai. We said that if a person is walking on Shabbos and he has a wallet on him, so we're choshed that you're going to carry a dalad amis if we don't allow you to place it on the chamor or give it to a nochri, even though there's some type of shlichas and it's the issa of shvisas behemtoi or mechamer, but we allow you in order to prevent you from carrying yourself. The Gemara had different bias. Legabe, what's the first priority? Chamor versus a nochri, a cherishat v'kotin, one against another. The Gemara has a question as follows. Cherish v'kotin mai. If you have a cherish, a mute and a cotton. Alibi de gabeleza loy tibayeloch. Rabbi Eliezer holds as follows. We'll see in the Mishnah in Trumas as follows. The Tanya, Gemara in Yevomis. The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak, oimim mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Trumas cherish, dafkufnum gimel amabez, loy seitzel lechulin. That means a cherish that gives truma, it's not considered a regular nesina that is yoytzel lechulin, but we choshed that the truma had some type of effect, more than a cotton even. It's a suffix if a cherish has a das enough to comprehend or not. So according to this shita, that a trumas cherish is loyseitze lechulin, but it's some type of truma because it's a suffix, so loy tibayeloch. That's not a question, because obviously you have a choice. If you're going to give it to someone, give it to the cotton versus the cherish. Because the cherish, he's more ichlif begodl. What's the reason you should try to give it to the person that's less someone that's less than you can mix up with giving it to gold? You're not allowed to give it to a godl. You're not allowed to give it to a chamar, a nokri, a cotton, a shaita, a cherish. But if you have a choice, it's better to give it a cotton over a cherish, because a cherish, we see, his truma is somewhat chal. It's a suffix. But Masha'en came by a truma's cotton. It doesn't have this type of das that we say that a cherish does. You don't have this suffix, at least. Kitiboy, look, the question is only Alibi de Rabbanon. The Tiran, Chamisha lo yitramu, there are five that should not give truma. Ve'im tomu ein trumos truma. And if they gave truma, the truma is not chal. And he puts cherish and cotton in the same category. Eluin, cherish shaita v'kotan, that the truma is not chal. So according to him, the staka abaya, which one goes first? A cherish or a cotton? Another one that the truma is not chal. Some is telling him something that's not his, doesn't belong to him. It says, state in posik, tfua zaracho. Zaracho, it has to be yours. And by cherish shaita v'kotan, the reason why it's a smayit, Rashi says, because it says, asheid veno liboy. Liboy means you have to have a laveless nadev. You have to have a das. A lav bar das. The truma is not chal. The Yerushalmi brings a drosha. He says because it says in the pasuk ish. And that's why cotton is nismayit. The cotton part at least. But the point is that they're nismayit. All the same category. So, v'nochi or another one. V'nochi shetom ha-mesha Yisrael. Afilu b'shusoy. Even if a goy had reshus, it's still not going to be chal. Ein truma say truma. Because it says in the pasuk ma'atem. It says in the pasuk atem, so ma'atem b'nei bris, so af shluchacha b'nei bris. A goy is not b'shlichus. We learn out. So mele a truma of a goy is not chal. So on here it is a question. According to Rabbanon, the question starts: my lecheresh yoivle, do you give it to the cheresh? The cotton osi lechaldas, because the cotton is someone that's eventually going to become a godl. So mele I'd rather not give it to him because it's more mixed up with a godl because he's osi lechaldas. A cherish is not going to become lechaldas. You'd rather give it to a cotton because a cherish is more comparable to a godl. The cherish osi lachlufi begol pikeach. A cherish is more comparable to an adult. He's more like similar to a godl pikeach. So you'd rather give it to a cotton than to a cherish, because a cherish you'll mix up more with giving it to a regular godl pikeach. That's a suffix in the Gemara. Now there was a havamin over here in the Gemara that we had to red eyes and speak out and say why Torim She'ena Shaloi is not a truma. And by all these things, you would think that it would be chal, komash when it's not. So Rabbi Chanan says, the reason is, because the chiddush in truma is, that it's not the pshat, it's tevel, and I'm making a chalois truma. Truma was ma'urav together with the tevel. Truma was always there, so it's not a chalois that you're making. You're just separating it and taking it out, the truma shaboy. So maybe that a ma'isa could be done even if it's not a bailim, even if it's not shaloi, even a cotton. That either that's not how it works, or taka exerts a cause of that taka doesn't work. Zog the Gemara. There are those that say that when you have this suffix, to give it to the cheresh or the cotton, so you give it to the cheresh. Because the cotton is osi lechlal das, it's more of a reason that osi lachlufe, you'll mix it up and you'll end up giving it to a golem next time. So you give it to a cheresh over versus a cotton. V'ikadamri, le cotton yovle, no. There's a mile with the cotton over cheresh. A cheresh is osi lechlufe bepikeach, begolem pikeach. A cheresh is more comparable to a golem pikeach, so you'd rather give it to a cotton. That's the suffix of Gemara. The Gemara at the end comes out that ikadam v'ikadamri. So the Rishonim say that since the Gemara remains with the suffix, and you can take and give it to either or, as says Dr. Riff and the Rosh, because it's only an Issa Drabonon, so you can be Mekel, you can pick and choose either or. Lemaisa, the Prima Godim does say that if the child, the cotton, is your own child, then you'd rather give it to the Chayrish, don't give it to the cotton, because Mitzad Mitzvah's Chinuch, you shouldn't give it to him because of the din of Higiyah L'Gil Chinuch, that you shouldn't give him something which Yom Chuy Mitzad Chinuch, that he shouldn't be doing it. So then I've added the Chayrish, takes precedence, you give it to the cheresh over the cotton. Now, Tosafot obliges the kasha when the Gemara says cheresh osa lachlufa begol pikech, so rather give it to the cotton. Tema im ken le'el nami amai koma shoyte v'cotton l'shoyte. Why did we say l'shoyte v'cotton to give it to the shoyte? L'chayra osa lachlufa begol pikech. It's more comparable to begol pikech. So you have to mechalik that a shoyte is not like a cheresh and he doesn't have das, so it won't be osa lachlufa begol pikech. Zog the Gemara ein shom loy nochi. V'loy chamor, v'loy cheresh, v'loy shoyte, v'loy cotton. Let's say you don't have neither a goy to give it to, and you have a wallet on you, and the answer to Shabbos. And you don't have a goy, you don't have a chamor, you don't have a cheresh, you don't have a shoyte, you don't have a cotton. What do you do? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, oid acheres hoysa, there's another eitzah, v'loy rotzu chachomin legaloysa. The chachomin did not want to reveal it. Because if they're going to reveal it, it'll come out a bigger michshol. What's this? Other eitzah, my oida cheres hoysa. Zok the Gemara, my licha pochas pochas mi dalat ames. If you carry the wallet less than dalat ames and you stop every less than 4 ames, so there's never a havaras dalat ames b'shus rabim. So that's why you're not going to be chayev. Now, what do you mean the chomer did not want to be megalit? After all, they wrote it black and white, kufnun gimel amid beis in Shabbos. So it means they weren't megalit clearly in the Mishnah. Mishnayis, Mishgura is Befi. So it was, it's not Megula, we don't Megala in the Mishnah. Now, this din of Pochas, Pochas, Midalad Amis, you have to make a stop, obviously, otherwise it's continuous. It's considered that you walk Dalad Amis. So Rashi Nevar Dezora says, you have to be Oymed Lanuach. You actually have to rest between every 4 steps. It shouldn't be a continuation. The Ben Eruchim says that you have to actually sit down between the Dalad Amis. The Magen Avraham and Reish Samach Vav says that the reason why you have to sit is because it's not going to really be a nach if you're standing, because maybe you don't really mean to be nach. So if you sit, you know it's guaranteed. And in halacha, it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch Taka, that lechatchila, if you don't have the chamar and cheresh and shoyt v'kotten, lechatchila, you should sit down or place the item on the floor, like the Bein Eruchim. If not, you stop b'teich dalet ames. This is why the havaras dalet is a complicated thing, and they didn't want to be megalit. Zog the Gemara weiter.
Amai l'rotz chomel galoiso. Why indeed did they not want to be megalit this eitz of pachas midalet ames? Zog the Gemara, Mishum Kvoid Elokim Haste Dovo. Meaning, because of Kvoid Hashem, it's better to keep it a secret. So it shouldn't be a Chil Hashem. You're allowed to be master something. It shouldn't end up being that people walk Dalet Ames, because they'll think that they're walking less than Dalet. Ukvoid Melochim Chakor Dovo. But when it's only Kvoid Melochim, then be Choykir Dovo. Then don't hide it. Zog the Gemara, V'hochem Kvoid Elokim Iko. Dilma osi lasuye dalat ames b'shus rabim. So it's better, Zok the Ran, it's better to give it to a goy, even though you don't trust him, maybe. Because of the chashash that if you walk less than dalat, you might end up walking dalat. The Prima Godim says that let's say you have 2 people that are walking together with an item, so then they can walk pachas midalat, but then each one reminds the other, make sure you stop, make sure you don't walk dalat. And then they make sure they're one over another. They care for one over another. So it's like a reminder. B'Alocha brings it in Reish Samach Vav. 2 people, Pachas Midalad, is more kal. Zog the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Lezer Oymel. Boy b'yoyim, got you saw. That means, the day that there were goyza, Yud Ches Dovid, the Gemara that we had earlier in Daf Yud Gimel, that they were going to Yudches Dover. They went Baalias Chananya Ben Chizkiya, and they were going to Yudches Dover. Boy by Yoim on that day, got you saw. You know, you have a heap filled up. A saw is a measuring, a big measuring bowl. Got you. They added on another one. This was another gzeirah that they added on. Besides Yudches Dover and Tumat Taira, they not allowed to walk Dalan Amos. Pachas pachas mi Dalan Amos either. They erased the saw. That means they added on this and it was too much. You make too much, and that's Sibi Yochalamid boy. So they ended up erasing, not adding on. So people are going to be over on the Divrei Torah. They added on this Gzeira, so then people ended up doing other things which were also Midaraisa.
Meaning it backfired. They shouldn't have added on this Gzeira.
Zog de Gemara, Tanya, the following Moshel. Moshe the Rabbi Eliezer, that it's got you saw. And Rabbi Shua says, Machu saw. So Rabbi Eliezer says there was got you, they added on. You have a basket full of cucumbers, gourds, all different type of big vegetables. You can put mustard beans inside. It'll slip right in between the other vegetables. There's room for it. It remains in the bowl. Moshe the Rabbi Shua, it says it was machusa by adding on an additional gzeira. They overdid it, and it caused that it was any cholamid boy. It's comparable to the following: if you have a bowl filled with honey, now try put in there a cucumber in the bowl of honey. It's going to spill over, so you lost out. That's machku. You put pomegranates, and it spills over. And the same thing over here. Zog Rashi, the gzeres with gorim that you're over. Why? Because you don't trust the guy. If you would have allowed me, I would have done that. I don't trust the guy. I ended up doing it myself. You end up walking Dalan Amis. So you shouldn't have. Make a gzeira that pachas midal and ames is not allowed. Zog the Gemara, Omar Mar. Eini moy nochi. We had in the Mishnah. If you don't have a goy, then you place it on a donkey. Meniach al chamor, and that's good. Obviously, the nochi is better than the chamor. Zog the Gemara. How could you place it on the chamor? Valoy mechamer. It's an issa deraisa. There's an issa called mechamer acha behemtoi. When a behema is carrying a load and you're leading it, it's called mechamer acha behemtoi. If the behema is doing a melacha, not the din of shvisas behemtoi. We ask on dafkon the dlava mechamer. That's Rishonim's kasha. It's so mele, but the Gemara's kasha is yoivana deraisa. We don't allow you to be oivana deraisa. Lav the mechamer is deraisa. That's Ramban's kasha. In fact, Ramban, why did the Gemara ask for mechamer? What's wrong with asking about the din of shvisas behemtoi? It's also deraisa, and there's dafka minis between them. And the Rishonim say that's why the Gemara asked dafka for mechamer. One teretz is that mechamer is even by behema that's not yours. Shvisas behemtoi is your animal, has to be shoivus. Mechamer is even a stranger's animal. Mechamer means that the animal is doing a melacha, and you're leading it while it's doing a melacha. So if the animal is being moitzi, hoitzah, and you're leading it, so then your lav the mechamer is not to be mechamer after behemtoi. It's hoitzah that would be, right, it has to do hoitzah, but you're mechamer it, so there's two things that are happening. One is shvisas behemtoi, the animal is grazing, it's working, it's plowing, there's a shvisas behemtoi dikadin, which happens to be an SSA of Lemanya Nuach Sharcha Mechamer Gecho, and there's a lav the Mechamer. Both of them are the same act, but one of them is a lav, one is an essay. So that's one of the terutzim. One teretz is that Mechamer is even if it's not your animal, and Shvisas Behemtoi is only your animal. Another teretz is Shvisas Behemtoi is an essay, Lemanya Nuach Sharcha, Masha'en Kein. Mechamer is a lav. We learn it from Loisatze Komalocha Ato Uvehemtecho. Another nafkamina is if Noshim are mitzuva on the we know that Noshim are mitzuva on Shabbos, of course, But that's all the Shabbos is Loisa says. The essays, Kiddush de Mechuyavon, Shoma Vezachar. But what about other essays? Maybe it's a mitzvah essay says Man Grama. Nafkamina would be Legabe the Din of Shvisas Behemtoi. Shvisas Behemtoi is an essay. So Noshim would be Potter. Mashenke Mechame is alive. Noshim would be Chayev. So Nafkamina, Legabe Noshim.
That's because Kivega is suffering in the beginning of Bama Behemoth, Noshim Apotter.
The Rajbe Taket says, I'd rather ask from a live than from an essay. Live is much stronger. Pnei Yeshua says, another teretz, he says that, there's a chiddush, he says that, in the beginning of Behema Yoitza, that the Melechas Hoitza is a Melecha Gruah, and there's no Shvisa's essay, there's no Shvisa's Behemta on that. On all other Melechas, your animal is plowing, there's a Shvisa's Behemta. But Hoitza is a Melecha Gruah, nothing changed in the Melecha. Nothing changed in the item, there's no Shvisa's Behemta in that. But Mechamer there is.
So that's why we're asking Dafka from the Lava Mechamer.
Now the tzad that you chayv, there's a real machlokes v'shoinim if you chayv a mechamer even if it's not your behema. Some v'shoinim say you're not chayv a mechamer if it's not your behema, just like shvus behemtoi. But the tzad you would be chayv that choinim want to say even if it's not your animal is because the lav of the mechamer we look at it as the mice of the bailim, not the mice of the chamor. If it's the mice of the chamor, so then you're right. It's not my chamor. What do I have to do with it? It's a stranger's chamor. But if it's the bailim being mechamer, so then it doesn't make a difference whose chamor it is. Mm-hmm. It's the person that's leading it. He's being mechamer akabemtoi.
So it's irrelevant whose behemoth it is. The person that's saying it gets the laugh what the behemoth is doing through being mechamer.
Zog the Gemara. So we're asking Akasha, why do we say that if no nochi you place on the chamor, it's a laugh the mechamer, it's a deraisa? Omer avade barava, menichoy olav. It's not a melacha. Why? Because you're placing it, just like we said, that the mechamer is only alive when he's doing a melacha. The melacha usually is akira and hanocha. Well, if you're placing it on it while the animal's walking, so then there's no akira. So if there's no akira, so you're not going to be over the lava mechamer. Omer avad ba'avim enicho lekshi maleches. You place it on the animal. The animal is ultimately going to stop. Eventually, he's going to relieve himself. He's going to be mashed in. So then, if he stops and then he continues walking, so then it's a new akira. So you're being mechamer acha behemta when he's being oiker. Vika akira v'anocha. Enter the gemara. Kshim aleches. Zog the gemara. V'yevshet loikayim alashim mayim v'lahat aglolim.
So you have an akira v'hanocha because ultimately when the animal starts again, it stopped and you're being mechamer after it, you're leading it and he has the item on him. And for the Gemara, k'shihi mahaleches menicha alel. Ein chanami, you place it on the animal while it's walking, so there's no maisa akira. Ukshi oimedes. And when the animal stops and is matal golem and is mashtin, noit lehimeno, that's when you move it off him. So now there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What does that mean? If it means kshihoy medes, when the animal actually stopped, so then there was a hanocha ready. So some Rishonim, the Rambam learns that it means that you remove it right before it stopped. So mele, there was no hanocha either, because you removed it before it stopped. It was kshihoy medes, a second before it's oimed la'atel glolim, ulahashtin, that's when you remove it. The Rambam in Shabbos Perikov, halacha vav. Other Rishonim learn, no, like the Mashmoyis of the Gemara, it says oimedes. That means you remove it after it actually stopped. Ay, it's a hanocha, and a chanami it's a hanocha. But hanocha without an akira is not an issa. So mele, it's not going to be chayiv because it's no akira and yes, hanocha. So mele, that's the eitzataka. And then you put it back on when it starts moving again. So it's removed after it stopped, which is a hanocha, but there's no akira because you put it back on when it starts to walk after it started to walk again.
And the Bialocha says the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is mashma like the Ritva. Fact, if that's the Eitzah, Ihochi, Afilu Chaveiro Nami, why do you have to put it on the animal? You can do this with your friends. Have your friend carrying, walking, and then place it on him while he's walking. Omer HaPopa, Kol Shebegufei Chayv Chattas. Whatever, if you would do it yourself, you'd be Chayv Chattas, Bechaveiroi, Potra Veloser. So it's still us, it's Shnaim Shasua. Shnaim Shasua, you can't put it on your friends. By a behemoth, it's no Shnaim Shasua. But by a person, it would be. Whenever it's potter v'losa by your friend, b'chamoyra mutter l'chatkila. And that's what we say, it's mutter l'chatkila when the animal's walking. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha, ba'ado, hoysa chavilosa munachas la'aksefoi. If let's say a person is carrying a load in the daytime, Friday afternoon, and then suddenly you turn skier, so, rotz tachteo at shemegia l'beisoi. You run. you run with it like this, it's not considered that you are being oika. Zok the Gemara, why? The Gemara explains. Dafka rots, dafka when you run with it. Aval koli koli loy, but to walk slowly you can't. My timer came with the lesley akeira. Since there's no hacker, you need to have a hacker. A normal person doesn't usually run on the street. You're running on the street, what are you running for? So it's a reminder not to stop. So there's a hacker that you're not going to make an akira. But if you're going to walk, then lesley akeira, osalimeva, akira vanocha. So that's why you're not allowed to. The Ramban says that why do we say the eights of Noisal Anochi in the Mishnah? We could have just said, run with it. So the Teretz is because he says, here we're talking about a large package. A large package to run with, that's Modna. But if you don't have a large package, so then maybe it would not be standing out. So then you wouldn't have this hacker. Meaning the Mishnah is not necessarily talking about a large package. It could be a small kiss. So then you don't have the hacker by running. But Ein Chanam, the Sefer Trumas Taka says that this is one of the Eitzes. If you don't have a Nochri, or a Chamor, or a Cherich, Shoyt V'Kotin, or you can't walk Dalai Lamas, then you do the Eitz of running. Zog the Gemara, Soif, Kimot Lebeis, even if you're running, before you get into your home, you got to stop to open the door. So you're stopping a second, so there's a Hanocha, and then there'll be an Akira from Mishnah Ram, which is a Yochit. Soif, Kimot Lebeis, Yashalai Koi Puta, you stop for a fraction of a second. When you come to the door, don't stop for a second. Throw it indirectly, so it's not a ma'is anocha, and you never stopped. That's why it's a very complicated thing to do. That's what the Sefer Truma says, that this is the last eitz. If there's no nochi, or chamar, or shaita, or cotton, or no eitz, or pachas midalat, so then you have this eitz of running. Which is complicated because when you get to the door, you can't stop, but you have to throw it kalach yad. Omagom bachoma, hamechame achem behem to b'shabes b'shoigig. If you do it b'shoigig, you chayv chatos. B'mezit you chayv skila. Like every chiyuv Shabbos, b'shoigig chatos, b'mezit skila. Milkom on my time, omagom adomako lo isas kom alocha ato v'hemtro ubehem toy dumi didei mahu b'shoigig chayv chatos b'mezit chayv skila. Just like if you yourself you do a melacha b'shoigig chayv chatos b'mezit chayv skila, abehem to nam b'shoigig chayv chatos b'mezit chayv skila. Omagom, two kashes on this. Stay true as bedover. Chad dechsev toy rachas yelachem lo isa b'shkoga va'nefesh hashtas b'yod rama huk shkola toy kulon avedit zora. We compare all Averis to Avedit Zorah. Ma Avedit Zorah to Avedit Maisa Begufei. You have to do a Maisa Begufei. You're doing a Maisa of Avedit Zorah. You're dining. Mashenken over here, Hochanami had Avedit Maisa Begufei. Meaning, over here, Mechamer Zogdrashi is only a Dibur Ba'alma. What are you doing? You're leading the animal. You're saying, come here, Betsy. You're being Mechamer Achabemtoi. You're not doing a Maisa Begufei. So, Ibazoi, how could you compare it to Avedit Zorah that Yechayv b'shoigig chatos b'mezit skila? Here he didn't do a melacha, only a dibur. Zog the Gemara, another kasha, v'oi tnan, ha-mechalas ha-shabbos b'dov shechem nazo shigos ha-chatos v'azdoinu skila, that you mechalas Shabbos on something that Yechayv on shigos ha-chatos and z'doinu skila. Michlal, there is a melacha, the ikamidi, there ain't chayom nazo shigos ha-chatos v'azdoinu skila. There's one of the melachas on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayv chatos and skila. Umayniu, what's that? Lav the mechamer. So we see al kaponim that it's not like Avedit Zorah, and you're not going to be like Rambam Chomer says. Mechamer chabehemte b'shabes is shogi chayv chatos meitz chayv skila. One kasha from Avedit Zorah, it's not a ma'aseh begufa, it's only a dibur. And the second kasha is there's an exception to the rule of Shabbos that mechal Shabbos shigos chatos doines skila. What's that exception? The exception is lav the mechamer. So the Gemara says no. Two other echatims that could be exceptions to the rule. Loi. Tchumin v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Tchumin is even though it's the Raisa, but you're not chayv, shigos achatis is doing a skila. It's only a lav. And Havor alibid Rabbi Yossi. Havor Rabbi Yossi holds is the lav yotzis. It says loy sevaru. Loy sevaru to tell me that Havor is only a lav and not shigos achatis doing a skila. And that is what the exception to the rule of Shabbos is. But le'oila mechamer, that would not be a kasha. That we see it's excluded. No, Mechamer could be Shigos HaChatos and Zoyne Skila. We'll stop over here to end the moment.